Yo, what's up, guys? This is Harry Dank. You are listening to the Harry Dank Show. This is going to be episode 24. Actually going to be a bit more consistent than I thought. Because fuck it, I'm gonna make a new episode the day after. Because I'm feeling myself, and I think I'm gonna not every day, but at least minimal once a month. Anyways, I had the motive to come out and grab the mic and talk about this, especially with what's going on right now. One of my best friends, well, it's my best friend's big brother, but he's essentially a best friend as well because we grew up with him. And that's like my brother almost. They're both of them. So shout out to Devon. I'm extremely happy for him. His fiance or baby mama, whatever, or whatever. I mean, either way, they're gonna get married. So, like, that's cool that they work things out, and now they're like, you know, creating that commitment because there's a child involved. So, that's mad respect, dude. Seriously, that's mad respect. So, I love you, Devon. I love all my friends. And it's not just Devon. Like, yeah, his wedding is this Saturday. Which would be what? The 30th of January, 2021 is when they're getting married. Yeah. Damn. And I have two more weddings to go to. I have three weddings to go to just this year. So, just to put that in perspective, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. Seriously. Like, it's crazy what life is like all about. Like, I don't know. Like, just growing up and just seeing, like, especially with us being a tight group and just seeing everyone grow up into being like young adults. So it's cool, you know? Life is hard, but at the same time, as I was watching No Jumper and like Lil House Phone said, because they were talking about Six Dogs, which rest in peace to Six Dogs. That was their whole segment. There was like a 15-minute segment in the latest new No Jumper episode where House Phone said, you know, go out of your way and check up on your homies. Like, check up on your homies regardless, man. Like, he's not playing, dude. Because Six Dogs committed suicide, bro. I mean, I never really listened to him. I knew about him, but I will never wish that upon anybody, regardless of what you do or who you are, you know? So, but back to what I'm mainly trying to say is, I'm happy for all my friends. Kyle's getting married this year. Like I said, Chris is having the baby on the way. He's enrolled in he is a Marine. Stationed in San Diego. He's going to get married to her. And who else is getting married? Who's the third one? Oh, I guess Devon, yeah. Devon would be three in total, yeah. My God. And that's not including last year. The two weddings last year that I had to attend. But, you know, your boy's going to come through. I already requested off prior. You know, these people mean a lot to me. Like, obviously, family first, but, like, these people have had my back since the beginning, you know? So, and I only wish the best for them. Seriously. So, I don't know. The title of this episode, I think it's going to be about commitment. I think it's going to just say, I think my title is going to be commitment. I'm going to solidify that. And then Cooper. Cooper's been married, you know, went through a roller coaster. I've had his back. You know, everyone goes through ups and downs, dude. It's part of life. I've been through that. My dad's dealing with it right now, you know? So the whole reason why we hop on Xbox Live, yeah, we play video games, but mainly it's all of us joining the Xbox Live party just so we can converse with each other, you know? Just so we can talk to each other on a daily basis where we can still be in our own sanctuary. So, you guys, come on, guys. Like, it's not rocket science. So, I mean, you can say all you want, like, oh, you shouldn't be that old playing video games. Shut your ass up. My uncle is like six. How old is my uncle? That motherfucker has an Xbox. So if he's 64, 65, and he still has his Xbox in his upstairs gym room or wherever the hell it is, I can have my Xbox too. And like I said, I mainly use it so I can converse with my friends, so I won't go insane because I have no one to talk to. But, you know, luckily I have a group of friends who are, you know, who care about me, who are concerned about me, and vice versa to them. So, like, when people are surprised, like, oh, how do you know all these people, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, shut up. Like, what do you mean? Like, I've been genuine to these people. I've been loyal to these people. You think these wedding invitations just come out of nowhere? I've been chopping it up with these people. You guys have no clue. So, I'm not trying to brag about it, but, like, dude, when, like, I get it from my dad. It's like, they're not kidding. The gift, the gab, I can really chop it up. That's why I'm like, been talking to my brother about these voice acting auditions, because I really want to do it. And I want to like develop more episodes. I want to just keep going, go ham regardless of what people say, and build up this portfolio. And then maybe one day, like, show that to, I don't know, try to figure someone out. Because my brother has some type of connection. Either way, I mean, it's the Harry Dank show. So, fuck a voice acting audition. That's just something, not an idea in my head. You know, mainly it's this podcast. It's my podcast that I got to prioritize on. So, which is hard being, you know, working all the time, going to school, dealing with dumb shit. But yeah, like I said, I'm extremely proud of you, Devon. God bless you. God bless your wife. God bless your child. God bless all you guys. God bless my family. Like I said last episode, stay optimistic, guys. Stay optimistic. It's the only way. The minute you like bring that energy vibe and you're so pessimistic, like, you're not going to get anything done. You're not going to get anything done. You have to keep your head up. You got to stay strong. You got to be confident. You got to be yourself, but be confident and don't be a dick about it. Yes, I'm a dick when I work, but like the restaurant industry is brutal. I'm sorry. But at the same time, we get shit done. You know, just because I have long, like, because they asked me in Spanish, they're like, ¿cuántos años tú tienes? And I'm like, yo no soy un niño. Just because I look like Justin Bieber, so I'm not 18, 19, 20 years old, dude. Like, I'm 24. Fuck you. So get the fuck out of here. I got shit to pay for. I got my father to take care of. You know? I got, like, real shit going. Don't get me started about my house. We're still in like the whole reconstruction phase. I'm tripping. Reconstruction phase. But like I said, title of the episode, commitment. Stay tuned. Episode 25 coming soon. I just felt like I had to make this episode just because the wedding's coming up, you know? And I just posted about my latest episode, but I'm going to post about this one because this is my brother, man. He's had my back. Like, they've all had my back. So, like I said, these invitations don't come, you know, out of nowhere, you know? Y'all don't know how to chop it up. Play your politics, man. But, yo, Harry Dank, episode 25 coming soon. Stay tuned. If you're still tuning in, thank you. And, yeah, y'all take care. Be safe. Fuck COVID.